Okay, today's daf is about daf kuf mem zayin, or the bottom of kuf mem vav amud bet at the very bottom of the page, the last three words. Amar Rav Huna said, "Amnar talito b'shabbat chayv chatat." Someone who shakes out his garment on Shabbat is going to be chayv chatat for fixing it. You improve it by shaking it out properly. Vlomra ela b'chatati. But that was only if it was a new garment, right? If it's an old garment, you're not really doing much by shaking it out. Vabatiki leitlanba, right? An old garment, you're not chayv. Vlomra ela b'ukmi. We only taught with regard to a black garment where it's very beneficial to it to shake it out. Chavur b'sumki. If it was red, if it was white, late lanbah, you're not chayav, who the copy to lie, and that's davka only if you're makbid to only wear shaken out garments. But if you're not makbid to only wear shaken out garments, right, then you're not doing much of anything, and it seems to be very subjective. Ula iklipum bedita, when Ula came to Pabedita, chazer rabbanan de kabinapzi glimaihu, right, they saw the rabbanan, they were shaking out their garments, amar their coats, amar kamechalin rabban shavata, right, it looks like the rabbis are violating Shabbat, amar lo rav Yehuda, nivtu lebe ape, anan lo kamedina maidi, right, so he says, he says, no, they're allowed to continue doing so even in front of you because they're not particular about it. They would wear it either way, so it's not a big deal for them to shake it out. Abaye have a comment of Yosef. Abaye was standing before Rabbi Yosef. Amarle Havli Kumti says, bring me my hat. Chazat Ika Tala Alei. He saw that it was a dew on his hat. Havaka Michasim Lemetav Le. And so he hesitated to bring it to him. Amarle Nafut Shadi Anan Lokabdinim. He says, no, you could shake it off and bring it to me because I'm not Makbid. I would wear it either way, so it's not a problem for me to shake it out. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hayotze Betalei Mekupelet Menochad Al Ketefo B'Shabbat Chayv Chatat. Someone who goes out with a talit folded over on his shoulders. Chayav, that's not a way you wear it. Tanya Nami Hachi, same way we taught in the Braita. Sochrei Ksut Hayotim Talit Mekupel Merchan Al Ketefan B'Shabbat Chayav In Chatat. Similarly, someone who sells clothing and they go out with it in the normal fashion, they generally go out with it during the weekday to sell it by hanging over their shoulder. They're going to be Chayav Chatat for carrying it because that's not Derech Malbush. That's not how you wear it. V'lo Sochrei Ksut Bilvad Amru Ela Kol Adam. Then that's not only true by Sochrei Ksut by people who sell clothes. That's true by everyone. El Shadar Kan Shel Mocher Let's Say the Kach. But we just taught you in the normal fashion because that's how they generally go out and wear it. The people who sell the coats. And a store owner who goes with his money wrapped up in a sheet, similarly, he's going to be chayv chatat. And they didn't just say this about the store owner, rather anyone. That's just the normal thing for store owners to go that way. That's what we taught in the normal way. The haratanin, the people who food messengers, yotzin b'sudan shal ktefan, they go with their scarves around their shoulders, right, and not just the food messengers, rather anyone. That's just the normal way. That's what they would normally do. Right, there's a case where Hyrcanus, the son of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Hyrcanus, went out with his scarf around his shoulders on Shabbat. But he had a string that was wrapped around his finger, so he'd remember not to take it off. And when it came before the Chachamim, said, even if he didn't have the string there, he would have said it's allowed. Darash of Nachman, Rabbi Chizda, Mishmei Darav Chizda, Halacha afapi she'en nima krucho lo be'etzvato. Right, and the halacha is that you could go out with it on your shoulders, with the scarf on your shoulders, even if you didn't have a string wrapped on your finger. Ula ikla be'asi barhini ba'u mine. So Ula went to Asi barhini and they asked him, ma'u lasot marzev b'shabbat? Are you allowed to make a spigot on Shabbat? Amar le'u, achi amar Rabbi Ila, asur lasot marzev b'shabbat. Right, so he said in the name of Rabbi Eli that you're not allowed to make a spigot on Shabbat. My marzev, and what spigot are we referring to? Amar Rav Zera, kisei bavlaita. We're actually talking about the marzev here is not referring to a spigot in a wine barrel. Rather, we're talking about making a Babylonian pocket. They would kind of fold their clothes in a way that creates a pocket that they could carry things in. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hava Yativ, Kamed Rabbi Zera, Amar Le, Hachi Mai. So he kind of showed him. Rabbi Yirmiyah folded his clothes over in a specific way and asked, am I allowed to do this? Amar Le Asur. He says, no, you're not allowed to fold your clothes over in that way. V'achi Mai, and he folded over his clothes in a different way. And he says, am I allowed to do this? Amar Le Asur. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that either. Amar Rav Papa, Nakot Hai Klala Biyadach. You should just follow the following principle. Kol Adat Licha Nufe Asur, Kol De Lehit Naot Shari. Anything that, that is made with the intention of serving as a pocket, you're not allowed to do. Anything that's just in order for you to, in order to make it beautiful, that you're allowed to do. Ki Ha Derav Shisha Bre Derav Idi Matna Besdina Hava. Right, sort of Sheshibar of Idi, he would kind of wrap himself in garments in a way to make him beautiful. Kiata Rav Dimi Amar Hamachariyatza Rabbi Lesadev Ayulishnaitside Talito Munachar Ktevo. Right, one time Rabbi went out and he had the corners of his cloak resting over his shoulders so they didn't drag. Amar Lefanav Yoshia ben Zerus, Rabbi Yoshia ben Zerus says Befanav, Ben Chamav Shabri Meir, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Bazu lo chayav Rabbi Meir chatat. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say that anyone who puts his corners of his cloak over his shoulders is going to be chayav chatat? Amar lo, ditig Rabbi Meir adkan, shushar Rabbi talito. Right, was Rabbi Meir so medayik to say even that's chayav? So then he immediately took it off his shoulders. Kiatan Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said the following, lo Rishu ben Zeruz hava, el Rishu ben Kisofe hava. First of all, first problem with your story, it wasn't Rabbi Yishu ben Zeruz, it was Rabbi Yishu ben Kefosai. Chatano Shel Rabbi Akiva, who's the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Bazo Lochiv Rabbi Akiva Chatat, right? And he says, doesn't Rabbi Akiva be Mechayev Chatat? He said this to Rabbi. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that what you're doing is Chayev Chatat? Amar Lo Diti Rabbi Akiva Akan. Is Rabbi Akiva so particular? Really? Shush Rabbi Talito, right? And he immediately took down his cloak. Kiata Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Huda Amar Nishal Itmar, right? And when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came in, he said, we were actually just asking. We weren't trying to tell you Rabbi Akiva was Chayev Chatat, right? He was just really just asking, is this a Chayev Chatat? Okay, new Mishnah. Harochet b'mei ma'arav b'mei tiveri v'ni stapeg afil b'sera lo n'tiot lo b'yavim b'yadav. Someone who rinses in cave water or in the chamei tiveria and dried himself off even with 10 towels, meaning they are only holding the smallest amount of water, you're not allowed to bring them back with your in your hands because you're afraid they're going to be sochet. You're afraid you're going to squeeze them out, even though there's barely any water in each because you dried off with 10 different towels. However, if 10 different people use the same towel, meaning this thing is going to be sopping wet, you're allowed to bring that back. You're allowed to put oil on yourself and rub it in, but you're not allowed to do hitamlut. You're not allowed to overexert yourself. You're not allowed to scrape mud off you with a shard. And yordin le kur dima. Similarly, you're not allowed to go through a swampy river, something that's going to be filled with mud. You're not allowed to make this concoction that's going to make you throw up. You're not allowed to straighten out a katan's bones, which start off kind of bent or out of place. You're not allowed to put a broken bone back in place. Right, and someone who dislocated his hand or his leg, you're not allowed to soak it in cold water. But you're allowed to wash it in the normal fashion. You drop it. And if it heals in the normal fashion of rinsing, then it healed. But you didn't do something that looked clearly like healing. Gemara, Katani Meimara Dumya Deme Tiveria. When we taught Meimara that you're not that. Someone who rinses off in cave water, we meant cave water that was similar to what we taught next, to Mei Tiveria. Mao Mei Tiveria Chamin Af Mei Marin Chamin. Right? We're talking about hot water, just like Mei Tiveria is hot. So too, we're talking about the cave water, which is hot. Harochet Diavad in Lechachilo. And we said, someone who bathed, that is Bidi Eved, they're allowed to carry it. But Lechachilo? No, certainly not. Miklad Lishdatev Kol Gufo Afil Lechachilo Shapir Dami. Are you suggesting that even rinsing, meaning not even washing your entire body, is be mutter l'chachila? Meaning, as long as you're not dunking in the water, even just washing your entire body would be mutter. Mani whose sheet is that? Rabbi Shimon he. That's Rabbi Shimon sheet. That's Tanya. We learned the brayta lo yishtav adam ben mechamin ben tzonin. A person should not rinse off whether in hot water or in cold water. That's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir sheet. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says that you're allowed to wash your entire body in cold water. Rabbi Huda Omer bechamin. Or sorry, Rabbi Shimon says that you're allowed to wash your entire body in cold water or hot water. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda says you're allowed to wash your entire body in cold water, but you're not allowed to wash your entire body in hot water. We're not talking about heating up water. We're talking about even hot water is prepared for Erev Shabbat. So we said that if you dried off even with 10 towels, Reisha Revuta Kamash Milan, Sefer Revuta Kamash Milan, right? The Reisha taught us something that we wouldn't have otherwise known. The Sefer taught us something that we wouldn't have otherwise known. Reisha Revuta Kamash Milan, the Afilu Hani Delo Nafisha Behu Maya, Kevan Nechad Hu Ati Lidei Sechita, even though there's barely any water in each towel, because you're only one person, we're concerned they're going to forget and bring them out. V'sefer Avuta Kamash Malan, and the Sefer taught us a lot. Hafilu Hani the Nefisha Behu Maya, even this towel that has plenty of water, because 10 people dried off and it came under Rabbi Minhu Midkarei Ahadadei. Since there are a lot of people there, they're all going to remind each other, and we're not concerned that you're going to bring out the towel. Tan Rabbanan Mistapek Adam Alutin Ben Umanichim Mechalim. You're allowed to dry off with a towel and rest it in the window of Aluyam Sereno Uliarian, but you shouldn't give it to a bathhouse attendant, Mibnei Shechashudin Alot Odevar, because they are suspects to be wringing out the water. Rabbishimon Omer Mistapek Be'aluntid Achad Umavi Abiyad Lutuch Beito. And you're allowed to bring it into your home, that towel that you dried off with. Amar le'abayi l'Rav Yosef hilchat amayi. What's the halacha? You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? Amar le'ha Rabbi Shimon, ha Rabbi, ha Shmuel, ha Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, they all say it's mutter. Right? So clearly the halacha said it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon, had amar. Rabbi Shimon, we already said that where he holds that this would be mutter. Rabbi, the Tanya, and Rabbi expresses that it's mutter in the following braita. Amar Rabbi, k'shainu l'meidin Torah etzel Rabbi Shimon b'tkoa. When we learn Torah from Rabbi Shimon b'tkoa, hainu malin shemen valuntin mechater legag megag leparfe. The karpef, he would bring in oil in a towel in a field from the Gog, and from the Gog to the other domain, right? To the karpef, right? What's the best definition for a karpef? Whatever, an enclosed area. Ad she'ainu magin etzel mayan she'ainu rochtzim bo. Until we would get to the area that we would bathe in. So, right? So clearly, Rabbi holds that it's mutter to do so. Shmuel da amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. And where do you know if Shmuel is matir? Because he holds, because it was said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Mistapek adam balutin b'viyah b'toch Betoch Beito, right? That you're allowed to dry off of the towel and bring it directly into your house. Rabbi Yochanan, and where does Rabbi Yochanan matir? Da'amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Sinden Rabbi Yochanan, Alcha Mistave Gadam Baluti, Biyadotach Beito, right? It was said in Rabbi Yochanan's name that you're also allowed to dry off of the towel and bring it into your home. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alcha Stam Mishnah, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you follow a Stam Mishnah, right? That if there's ever an unattributed Mishnah, that's how we paskin. And we taught in the Mishnah that a person dries off with 10 towels, he's not allowed to bring them in, and the Mishnah was unattributed, so certainly Rabbi Yochanan would pass like that, it would be usher to bring in that towel. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe that it's a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan taught that Mishnah in the name of Ben Chachinai, so for him it's not a Stam Mishnah, so he doesn't have to pass like it. I'm Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ul Yorin Mavin Balare Nashim Levevane. Right, so the bathhouse attendants would bring women's clothing to them in the bathhouse. Right, as long as you don't wrap your entirety in them, you're allowed to bring them in. Sakinte tzarech lekasher shnei roshei lamata. When it comes to if you're bringing in a large scarf, you should tie down the two ends. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lamata Miktefayim. As you're allowed to bring it underneath your shoulders. Amar Lahu, because that's a normal way of wearing it. Amar Lahu, Rava Levnei Mechosa, Rava said to Levnei Mechosa, Ki Ma'abritu Mani Levei Chela Sharbivu Behu Lamata Miktefayim. It says, when you bring in clothing for soldiers who are asking you for them, you should make sure that they don't extend, they don't drape down below your shoulders. Right? That way, because that's not the normal way of wearing them, but if you wear them in the normal way of wearing them, then you're allowed to bring it to them. Sachim Misham Shemin, right, so putting oil on yourself and rubbing it in. You're allowed to do that for your stomach on Shabbat. As long as you don't do it in the normal fashion. And what is the normal? So how are you supposed to do it? Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar. Rabbi Chama says as follows. First put the oil on, and then once the oil is on, then you can rub it in. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, you're supposed to do it at the same time. The normal way is putting on the oil and then rubbing it in. Rather, you're supposed to rub it in as you're putting it on. That's the abnormal way. You can't overexert yourself on Shabbat. You can't do exercise. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan Asula Amod Be Karkei. Or you can't stand on the floor of diosmein because it's it warms up the skin and it heals it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Yemei Shel Diosmein, 21 Yom Vatzeret Min HaMinyan. Right, the healing process, the therapeutic process of being in the Yosemite take 21 days, including Shavuot, right? What's the relevance of Shavuot? It's just the time of year that it's the right temperature in order to do the healing. Is it starting with a tzeret or ending with a tzeret? Meaning, what's the best temperature to go? When before Shavuot, ending with Shavuot, or beginning with Shavuot and afterward? Tashma, Damar Shmuel, Kulhu, Shekaini, Medivcha, Ve'ad, Atzarta, Ma'alu. Right? So we said that drinking cool beverages from this place is beneficial to you from Pesach until Atzeret. So seemingly, you want the temperature to be cooler ending with Shavuot, but afterward it would be too hot, right? So we want to bring a proof from the fact that the drinking cool beverages from this place up until Shavuot is clearly what we're talking about, where Shavuot is at the end but not at the beginning. You don't want it to be hot, you want it to be cold. Dilma hatam hu dechama dekarir alma ma'ale aval hacha mishum havlahu kevan dechamim alma tfei ma'ale. Right? No, that's not a good proof. Maybe there, by the cold drink, you want to drink a cold drink in hot weather, and that's what's therapeutic to you, and that's why you davka want the earlier time. But here, you want to stand on the hot floor, it's therapeutic. So davka, you want Shavuot to be the beginning, and it only get hotter, that's going to be therapeutic. Drinking and standing on the floor is therapeutic for different reasons. Amar Bichalbo, Chamra, de Frogita, Umaya, de Yohum Seid, Kipchu, Aser Shvatim, Mi'Israel. Right? It was the hot floors, the hot grounds of Diosmi that they would stand on, and the wine of Pirgia and the water of Diosmate that caused the 10 Shvatim to be lost from Klal Yisrael, right? Because they were so engaged in these luxuries, in these healing processes, and overindulging themselves, they didn't properly engage in Torah. That's what it was trying to say. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach ikla hatam. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went there. Imshich batrayu iya kartul mudei, and he spent a little bit too much time there. He was pulled after these enjoyments, and he forgot all the Torah. Ki hadar ata ka lemikre b'safra b'sifra. When he came back, he started to read from the Torah. Ba lemikre yachodesh elechem, right? And he was supposed to read yachodesh elechem, right? That this month is for you, the first month of the Torah. Amar achir shayal libam, right? They were deaf in their hearts. And the Rabbanan asked mercy for him, and his Torah was returned to him. And that was taught in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonorai Omer, have a gola l'makom Torah, v'al tomar shehi tavo acharecha. You should always exile yourself, if you have the choice, I guess, to makom Torah. Torah. And you shouldn't say, well, I'll go there and the Torah will come after me. Right? Because if you go to a Makam Torah, your friends there, the other Tamil Chachamim, are going to help you maintain it. Right? And don't rely on your own understanding to last you all of your galut, right? Rather, go to a place of Torah where other people can help you remember it. Tana, lo Rabbi Nehorai Shemo, and it was taught in a Mishnah that Rabbi Nehorai was not actually his name, Elo Rabbi Nechamia Shemo, right? His name was Rabbi Nechamia, Va'amri Le, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shemo. Maybe his name is actually Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, but Lama Nekora Shemo, Rabbi Nehorai. And why was his name Rabbi Nehorai Shemayar in a Chachami Behalacha, right? Because he would enlighten his friends with Halacha. He would light up their eyes with all the teachings that he could teach them. Avalo Midgarin, you're not allowed to scrape off things from your body, and I scrape off mud. Then Rabbanan in Gurim Megar Rabbi Shabbat. You can't use a designated scraper on Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ima Regalav Miluchlacho Betit Ubetzoa Gor Kedarka VeNachoshesh. Right? If you had mud or excrement on yourself on Shabbat, then you're not to scrape off, and you don't have to be worried that you're doing anything wrong. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Avdalei Ime Megarata DeKaspa. Right? So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made him a silver scraper that he would use on Shabbat. Ein Yordin LeKurdimita. You can't go into a swamp water. My time. Why can't you go there? Mishum pika, right? Because of the mud, you're gonna fall in and get your clothes all dirty, and then you're gonna come to launder them, vein or wring them out. Vein osi nafik tzim b'shabbat. You can't make this concoction for vomiting on Shabbat. I'm Rabbi Chana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu ela b'sam. Well, biyad mutter. You can't do that with a concoction, but you're allowed to stick your finger down your throat and make yourself throw up. Then Rabbi Nechemya Omer af bechol asur mipnei hefsed ochlin. You can't even do that during a weekday because it's wasteful for the food that you just ate. Vein matzvin katan. You can't straighten out a katan's bones. I'm Rabbi Chana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Le pufe yenuka b'Shabbat shabri dami. But you're allowed to swaddle them on Shabbat, which does something very similar. Vanatanan ein matzvin. But didn't we teach that you're not allowed to straighten other bones? Hatam bechumre shidra demichze kibone. Right. That's davka. When it comes to its spine, because that looks like you're building by putting the different parts of the spine in their proper place, but just swaddling, you're allowed to do. Vein machzirin teshevah, you're not allowed to put back the break on Shabbat. Amar Chana Begdata, Amar Shmuel. So Chana from Baghdad said to Shmuel, Halacha machzirin teshevah, you're allowed to put back the break. Rabbi Bar Chana ikla pumpetita. Rabbi Chana went to pumpetita. Lo al lepirke the Rav Yehuda. He didn't go to the lecture of Rav Yehuda. Shadre la adada ayla. Right. So he sent to be for him to be dragged there. Amar le zil garba, go drag him. Azal garbe. So they went and dragged him to the lecture. Ata eshki. And when he was there, he heard him lecture. You're not allowed to put back the breaking, the broken bones. This is what Rav Chana Bagdata said to Shmuel. That you're allowed to davka put back the dislocated bones. That's so interesting. Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rav Chana from Baghdad that you're allowed to do so, but Shmuel and Rav Chana are both from us. They're both Babylonian. And I still never heard it. Right? Isn't it a good thing that I dragged you here? Otherwise, I wouldn't have even heard the teachings of my own Rabbanim from Bava. We'll stop here.